So what we're going to do now is a very short contemplation on three types of rousing bodhicitta. When I lead these guided sits, I make the assumption that you have a practice, maybe a shamatha mindfulness practice, that is the primary thing that you'll do. And then these guided contemplations can be practices that you add on top. This is not meant to supplant any practices that you're already doing. Particularly, I think shamatha is a very strong base for the work that we'll be doing. That preamble aside, let's move into a practice where we will contemplate a very traditional list. The list is contemplating loved ones, contemplating those who have shown us great kindness, and contemplating the suffering of others. These are three traditional ways that we might connect to this open, awake heart mind. So let's begin with just a minute of sitting together, just being in the body, breathing. And at this point, we can bring to mind the image of someone who we really love and cherish. It could be a best friend, it could be a romantic partner, it could be a family member, someone whom it is easy to love. And as you bring their image to mind, make it somewhat vivid, like they're almost in the room with you. And as you hold their image in mind, you might notice your heart start to soften automatically. That we just get to the point where we want to be connected to them. We want to reach out to them. And as you hold their image in mind, you can make an aspiration for their well-being that feels right to you. May you feel happiness. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. Anything that feels relevant and true to you in this moment. The next person we bring to mind, letting this person go, letting this image dissolve, is someone who has shown us a lot of kindness and guidance. It could be a teacher of some sort. It could be a meditation or Buddhist teacher that we have connected to that connects us directly into a feeling of lineage. It could be a grandmother or grandfather who showed us important things as we were coming of age. It could be any person who has shown us great kindness, shown us great wisdom, and that we want to follow in their footsteps. And we hold their image in mind in the same way. So leaning into it, I'm physically leaning, but you can actually just hold your seat, but emotionally, open-heartedly lean into holding their image in mind. Again, the heart might feel a bit tender or vulnerable or open to them as we hold this image. That's quite good. Similar to before, we make an aspiration for their well-being, even if they're no longer with us. But particularly if they are, whatever feels right to you, using whatever words are meaningful. Similar to before, we can let this image go, letting it dissolve. We transition into this third type of rousing bodhicitta, where we bring to mind someone that is suffering. It could also be someone's, a group that is suffering, if you prefer. It could be someone who we know is grieving the loss of a loved one. It could be people who have had to undergo a tragedy. But there might be tremendous sadness they might be feeling. There might be some despair or grief, and we can remain open-hearted as we hold their image in mind. We don't have to shut down. Here in the safety of our own home, we hold the image in mind and we just let our heart remain open to them. We bear witness to that pain and we remain awake. And similar to before, you can make an aspiration for their well-being, either the individual or the group. May you heal swiftly. May you know peace, whatever feels right to you. We can let this individual or group's image dissolve. Taking a deep breath. And then coming back to our shamatha, our mindfulness of the breath. For one last minute here, just being in the body as it is, feeling each in-breath and out-breath. When you're ready, you can transition out of your practice and into the rest of your day, maintaining this open and awake heart.